You're listening to SBS News.
For New Zealand mother Hera Pehopa, the pain of losing her son remains raw.
Rob was a really big-hearted guy. He had the best intentions for people. I mean, he loved people. We all have our demons.
Rob Pehopa died inside the Villawood Immigration Detention Centre 2 years ago from cardiac arrhythmia, brought on by taking the drug ICE and getting into a fight. He was due to be deported to New Zealand after serving a prison sentence, one of the visa cancellation cases that now make up the majority of detainees at Australia's largest detention centre. There are 467 people inside Villawood. And figures obtained exclusively by SBS under Freedom of Information laws reveal a drug crisis inside. Last year alone, there were 126 incidents of drug seizures, almost 2.5 per week. There were 45 seizures of unidentified pills or powder, and 16 marijuana or green vegetable matter seizures. There were 5 seizures of crystal substances or ice, and they were just the drugs found. Another New Zealand national, Justin Miller, deported in April, says drugs are far easier to get in Villawood than in prisons.
I've seen ice in there. I've seen, what do they call it? They call it bupe. It's a substitute for heroin. Whatever you wanted, you could get your hands on in there.
At the University of New South Wales National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, Kate Dolan has researched drug use in prisons for 25 years. Professor Dolan suggests drug rehabilitation services are sorely needed in the detention centre.
I was pretty surprised because it seemed like every other day there was some drug being found in there, and it's almost impossible to stop drugs getting inside. So the best thing is to do drug treatment programs that we know work.
The Australian Border Force says illegal activity across detention centres has increased as more criminals await deportation. It says it is working with the private company running Villawood, Serco, to crack down on contraband entering the facility. But the Border Force admits it's impossible to remove such risk entirely. At the coronial inquest into Rob Pehopa's death, the coroner recommended the Department of Immigration and Border Protection do more to help those battling addiction in detention. It's unclear what, if anything, has changed. Ms. Pehopa says that drug use in detention is not surprising, but she worries that without decisive action, more will die.
They're put into, extraordinary circumstances, and they're under a lot of stress, and the dynamics of being in a place like that and trying to survive, and there's a lot of different personalities in these places, and family being distressed, being separated, the anxieties, levels of depression, they will resort to something to numb that down. Yeah. So they do need that help.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.